This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be along, as usual, with my two pals, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan, on the DJV program, helping to perform our levels of performance. And our ratings, I suppose, go along with that, because people want to know what's going on. They want a quick hit on the things. Staying close to the news seems to be something that, especially these days. So I'm going to ask Victoria to go through something that I think is it's a stark warning about what many of you are doing with your apps and your devices, the focus on TikTok, which I am just now sort of coming late to the park as usual when it comes to this stuff. A lot of people have been using it, but the Chinese are just so, they're so dishonest. And when I say that, okay, so do I have to say the Chinese government every time? These Chinese products.
No, but I think you should say that China wants to use or is using TikTok to spy on people.
But how do we know they're not doing it with all of the Chinese-made apps or devices? So why don't we ban them all instead of just banning TikTok? Ban them all.
One a year ago, the one where it made you look old and everybody was
face swap.
That was the Russian one, the face app. And that was the Russian, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was trying to get your information there. It's happening all the time.
Yep. So why do we not ban them? What are we waiting for?
Because,
go ahead.
Well, to answer your question about, you know, why this is not, it's not that easy, because a lot of these companies, if they're based in America, they have an American CEO, but the parent company is Chinese. And so, in other cases, it's a fully American app or fully, you know, non-Chinese app, but the data is being stored at a much cheaper rate on iCloud servers or cloud servers in China. So then it gets to be a little bit like, well, the company can come forward and say, well, we're an American company, and it's not illegal to store your data somewhere else. It's like offshore banking.
Well, then do we need to make it illegal?
Yeah, well, yeah, you could make that argument, certainly. That pushes it further down the road, but yeah.
I would like to think that this program, which has many different facets to it, could become a dispensary for answers. This is a question. This is a problem. This is people say, well, so what do we do? If you want to ban TikTok or you want to ban all these apps and ban the purchase of devices that are made there, then what is there that we can? You just sort of partially answered it. There aren't any. And so we've fallen asleep or we've given over on questions as important to all of us as our security. What's more important than your security? And yet we've got all of these apps that are owned and operated by foreign developers. They have the information. You may have some of the information, but they could decide at any moment in time to keep you from getting access in any number of ways. Or, oh, gee, I didn't know you couldn't get in there. And it's that kind of stuff. You can't trust.
But, remember Facebook itself. Facebook is an American company, and Facebook itself was part of one of the largest data breaches of all time, and taking people's information without their knowledge. It's not just that it's foreign apps. You know, you'd have to start right at the top here in America with Facebook.
So back again to the question. What would you do? What do we do? What should we be thinking about this? Do we stay away from? I don't know TikTok. It's not aimed at me user, but that's.
But the problem is, it's all young kids. They're just without even without
caring
or knowing.
Are kids conscious about this? Do you think?
No. No, they just want to be on TikTok. That's where all the kids are. It's the new Snapchat. That's where everyone wants to be, and they don't care. When they sign on, I think you only have to be 13 to sign on to it. And so after that, they're
Jennifer,
just signing away whatever.
Your fiancé's children are how old?
10 and 8.
All right, so they're too young for this anyway. You can't You know,
oh, no, they're on TikTok all the time. Are you kidding?
I thought you said see, Victoria well, said 13.
Yeah, it asks you, are you 13 or over? And so kids just lie. But that's the threshold right now.
Well,
yep.
So then what are the parents' responsibilities? Why, if the parents should know what their children are on, why shouldn't they take it away from them or ban it or somehow or they keep them from using it?
Well,
what I think is so disturbing about TikTok is that it's such short videos and such a... I mean, you're consuming. It's like bam, 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 bam. You're just consuming one thing after another, after another, right. after another.
ADHD,
to me,
here we come.
That's the scariest part about it. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. Yeah, this is where these people, they're insidious, man. They want to control everything and everybody, and they're well on their way to doing it. They apparently are a lot smarter than we are because they figured out how to tune into what better way to convince a group, the youngest ones coming along, that they need all of this stuff, and then they become, it's kind of like being addicted to tobacco, or to alcohol, or to sex, or whatever it is you're addicted to. So now you're addicted to all things Chinese. That's what this is coming down to, isn't it? I mean, am I wrong? Think about it for a second. They have figured out how to get into our psyche, and they get this younger and younger all the time. So it's going to be very easy for them if we aren't training the young people. I don't even know how you train them out of
and
it.
It's hard to control because everybody's got it. Everybody's on it now. So then you mm-hmm. make your kid the weird kid by not
right.
being on it.
And then kids just go to their friends. They just use it on their friend's phone. You know, it's if because there's always going to be a parent or multiple parents who aren't going to be policing it. So if you're the parent who says, no, you can't have TikTok on your phone, then you're just going to use your friend's phone. It's you know, that's how kids are.
I think it's very dangerous. I mean, I can say it, and we can all say it, but if parents are not going to be parents and police this, and then you don't want your kid to be the odd man out or the odd kid out, odd person out, and, oh, okay, well, I guess we've got to do that. And so there we go. And the Chinese have got it all figured out. They have got it all figured out. Here's something nice. A couple of people in the news, starting with Chris Evans, who, I don't know if you heard this or not, he's sending a Captain America shield to a boy who saved his sister from being attacked by a dog. Did you see the story about this
Such
brave
a great
boy?
Story. Yep.
Yeah.
Captain America star sent a video message to Bridger Walker, who's 6 years old, saved his 4-year-old sister from a dog attack. He was badly injured, and he had to have 2-hour surgery and stitches, 90 stitches to his face. This poor kid.
Yeah.
Evans said in a video to Bridger Walker, quote, Captain America here. I saw what you did. Let me be the next one to tell you, pal. You're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you. I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it. This youngster's father asked him why he jumped in between his sister and the dog. He said, if someone had to die, I thought it should be me. This is a 6-year-old kid. Family says other actors who play superheroes like Mark Ruffalo, who played the Hulk, and Tom Holland, who played Superman, Hugh Jackman, who played the Wolverine, are among those who have reached out to them, but Chris Evans seemed to be the first on the scene. What a
very, very sweet.
So what? Yeah. Let's compare what's going on in this family to the families we were just talking about that allow their children to use TikTok. Is there something different here? They bring
this kid may be on TikTok. You don't know. I mean, jumped in and he took action.
Yeah,
so
but the parents have taught them. Don't you think that has to do with parents and what? They expose the ideas they expose their children to, don't you think that? And if your parenting skills include trying to teach your children what is not good about TikTok, you don't think you can do it?
I don't think an 8-year-old kid who's obsessed with, I don't know, I don't think that you're going to be able to reason with a kid, you know, because he's going to look, he or she is going to look around and say, well, all of my friends are on it, so why are they allowed to be on it? I don't know. I think that's a difficult conversation to have with a kid that's that young.
But there are so many other guiding principles that come from parents that do have impact on them. You all know parents and their impact on perhaps your religious preferences, especially when you're younger, and maybe your political preferences, and how you view education, and all of those things that seem to come from social connections, social guidance, if that's what it is. I'm not sure, but I think we need to have a lot more of it, and not a lot less of it, frankly, a lot less of it. It's the DJV program at 16 after the hour.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go viral new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the shameless self-plugging department at DJVshow.com, you'll find our clips of the day every day, a couple of cool ones. We talk about a new study that says online affairs are now on the rise in the wake of the COVID situation. That's something that I suppose you could have predicted that would happen. And we also have a clip which shows how much I know about beauty products. You might enjoy listening to that. But why is it that men are not expected to be experts when it comes to some of these things? I'm not. I don't claim to be.
You wish, okay.
Got it. So anyway, clip of the day, every day, you can find a little excerpt of the program that'll give you a cause to think or a little maybe chuckle. That's what it's all about. And then don't forget, you can hear the whole program through the course of the day. Just go to DJVshow.com and you can catch up on what you didn't hear maybe on your way to work or wherever you were going, but all around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all DJV show all the time. DJVshow.com, 21 after the hour. A
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Say never, the Biebs. A couple of women who used Twitter to anonymously accuse Justin Bieber of a sexual assault may be identified after a judge ruled that Bieber is allowed to subpoena the platform, the social media platform, for that information. Bieber's lawyer, Mr. Spiegel, said, quote, "We just want to uncover who's behind these accounts. It may be the same person." He also called the claims provably false through eyewitness and photographic evidence. So this is a $20 million defamation suit filed against the accusers, but the women can't be served until they're identified. A tweet by a woman who called herself Danielle claimed that she was assaulted by Bieber in Austin, Texas in 2014. She maintains that after a surprise performance in front of a crowd at a bar, Bieber invited her and two friends to a hotel where she alleges that he took her to a private room and attacked her. The second woman identified herself as Katie and alleged in her tweet that Bieber sexually assaulted her in a hotel in New York City in May of 2015. Bieber's lawyer told the judge that the accusers did not do their due diligence in fabricating their allegations because both claims can be disproven by eyewitnesses who knew where Bieber was. They're photo images, apparently.
These girls really, the lawyers are right on this one. If this is two different girls, or maybe it's the same person, I don't know. But they had all this detail that at first when I read the story, I was like, wow, they've got a lot of detail. And then it turns out all that detail was wrong. He was at a different hotel. He has the receipts. He's got all of the, you know, he's got paparazzi showing him going in and out of the different hotel that he was actually staying at. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, because $20 million, he's swinging hard. And I think he should, because it sounds like this is completely fabricated.
You know, I haven't always been a Bieber fan. He was pretty immature when he was a kid.
Yeah.
But I this kind of stuff is so uncalled for, and I hope he does have the info. But it's too bad. It's kind of like an example of you're guilty till you're proven innocent.
Right.
These things always, the news media gets a hold of them, and then people raise their eyebrows. Oh, look at this kid again. He's And so it's really hard. Who knows if these people, if they find them, have any money. But the 20 million,
right.
You're right, it's a good swing. And it's something, you know, you got to put your foot down when it comes to this sort of stuff.
And what headlines get out there? Is it just that he... You know, is it the accusation, or is it going to get out there that, no, it was wrong?
Yeah. The American Music Awards on for this year. Show will air as part of a three-hour broadcast on November 22nd. Dick Clark Productions announcing they're going to be on ABC. That's pretty much their traditional home. Ceremony has been held at the Microsoft Theater in L.A. for the past 13 years. The press release did not specify a venue, nor did it make note of the ongoing virus. Last year, EMAs were held on November 24th through ABC's biggest entertainment audience between the ages of 18 and 49 on a Sunday night since the Oscars, which were 9 months before that. Taylor Swift on that night earned 6 awards, surpassing Michael Jackson as the most decorated winner in the ceremony's history. BTS and Khalid won 3 awards each, and Ciara hosted the show. I thought that was a show that...
It was a great show. I remember watching this last year. It was really good.
I thought that this was a show because it's Dick Clark Productions. I thought that Ryan always hosted those shows.
He doesn't host everything.
No. Ciara was great. She performed, and yeah, she was really, really a good host.
Yeah. That's Taylor Swift, by the way, in the background. Call it what you want. The American Music Awards honor multiple genres, cross popular music.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says whenever he leaves the White House, he'll be looking back on his time there, remembering how he was treated unfairly.
I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years, and I've done it suffering through investigations where people have been, General Flynn, where people have been so unfairly treated.
The president speaking there on Fox News Sunday, also claiming President Obama and former VP Joe Biden, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, spied on his campaign, and he says he was hammered by the investigation by former special counsel Robert Mueller. Police in Illinois are investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront early yesterday morning. All the victims are expected to recover. No word on whether any arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Next time you feel really badly, really angry, maybe really upset, maybe you should think about us. We'll see what we can do about it. Even though sometimes we admit to feeling hurt or angry or upset as well, because we're a reflection of what you are, and we're a reflection of what we are. Sometimes we feel violated, sometimes shaken, sometimes humbled by what goes on around us. Sometimes we're too quick to judge. That could be. Today, surprisingly, the sky is blue. Wow! It was blue yesterday, and I'll bet it'll be blue tomorrow. What do you bet? And you can hear the birds singing in the background, right? I'll turn that volume up.
Yeah, the birds are really going for it.
Yeah, it's a good day for the birds. Everybody's heard about the bird. Well, let's see if everybody's heard the food news from today, Victoria.
Yeah, this is a follow-up on a story we talked about last week about hummus. And EWG, which is the Environmental Working Group, they issued a new study last week that glyphosate, which is the that's the
main ingredient.
Yep. In Roundup, which is made by Monsanto, that is, they call it a notorious weed killer linked to cancer, which it is. And so they, in this new study of hummus, one-third of the 27 conventional hummus samples in the study exceeded their benchmark for detectable levels of the chemical, meaning the safety level. It was not safe, essentially, is what they, that's how they've labeled it. The World Health Organization identified glyphosate as a probable carcinogen But in New York, or not in New York, in America, it's still very much legal, and it's widely used on many farms. And so they tested organic hummus and 6 organic chickpea samples. So this is canned beans as well as organic hummus. All but 2 contain detectable levels of glyphosate. So even if you're buying organic hummus and organic chickpeas, they're still coming up positive for glyphosate. Now, a lot of people have been talking about they wanted to know specifically what brands were tested so that possibly they could avoid it. I don't really know. I think you're going to have to just avoid hummus and chickpeas in general. But the brands that exceeded the levels of safety are Whole Foods brands, Kava, and Sabra. Sabra is probably the biggest, best-known brand in the country. It's all of these products were sold at Aldi, Costco, Target, Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Whole Foods. So those are specifically the ones that were tested by the Environmental Working Group. I would say, you know, the more stuff that I've been reading about this is only in 4 tablespoons, basically, and people eat a lot of hummus. When you sit down and you dig into a tub of hummus, you're eating more than 4 tablespoons for the most part. So that's essentially where you're getting.
I've never understood the appeal. I've never been.
I don't love it. It's okay. I don't think it's, like, the greatest thing ever, but a lot of people use vegetables to dip into it. Yeah. And so it's kind of considered, a lot of people think that they're being really healthy, right?
Like guacamole. The only thing that's good
with
chips.
What is it?
Guacamole?
Guacamole? It's not a gun. It's guacamole.
Yeah, Dougie, guacamole.
Jeez. Wow.
Okay, calm down.
Calm down. All right.
The people at Coca-Cola have introduced new technology for their beverage machines. What's the story behind that story, Victoria? This is something if you go into any store, those fast food convenience stores, you're stopping at gasoline. That's where you'd see these things, right now?
These are everywhere. So these are in Wendy's. They're in Five Guys, the burger place. It's any self-serve Coca-Cola branded machine. They are going to install the touchless screen. So you just use your smartphone and you aim it. You turn the camera on. You aim it at the machine, and then the menu pops up on your phone. So then you just order what you want through the phone.
How do you pay for it?
It's probably done through the app. Well, actually, I don't know. Either you pay for it at the store, or it's done through the Coca-Cola app.
Yeah.
Like
Apple Pay. And is this app in China? Is it stored in China like every other app?
Well, the thing is, in order to order to order soda through these new machines, you don't need to download the app. It'll automatically recognize your smartphone as soon as you hold it up to the screen.
Which is
so
even more bizarre.
They've done it. Yeah, it's a QR code. So they've done it.
Are doing this already with their menus so that you don't have to touch them.
So where does the information go for your, if you have your credit card in your device?
I would think that it's
and the Chinese control all of these devices, where do you think your privacy information
Apple Pay, yeah.
Nobody has any privacy anymore. It's over. Everybody's stuff has been hacked. It is. If you haven't had your stuff hacked, then you should go get a lottery ticket because everybody's got their information out there somewhere. That being said, with this thing, I noticed that when I went to Ojai a couple weekends ago and stopped at a convenience store to use the potty, that they had their whole drink area closed down. And so I think because of COVID, people aren't wanting to have those shared beverage areas. So I think what this is more a menu that you just order from, and I think you might still pay
it looks
in
like
the
a vending machine
establishment.
Yeah.
So when movie theaters reopen, that's where you're going to see this because instead of going up and they have the elaborate Coca-Cola machines. Popcorn might be the next thing that, instead of having someone hand it to you, it'll be dispensed from the machine. I don't know.
Oof. Chinese being charged.
Well,
the point
is that you want to minimize how many people have touched whatever it is that you're touching.
No, the point is, that may be one point. The other point is that all of this stuff comes from the touchscreen on your device, which more often than not is made in China, controlled by the Chinese. Whatever you're doing, they know what you're doing. They do. And so what is this the kind of world you want to live in, I guess is the question.
That's not the question. The question is, this is the world
one
we live in.
One of the questions.
That is the world we live in, so that's just reality. So it's kind of like, how do we change the world that we're already living in? It's not about the future. It's, like Jen said, it's here. The future is now. We're already in it.
All right, other food news. Children seem to prefer food in fast food wrappers. These are children ages 3 to 5, offered identical food, half in McDonald's packaging and half in packaging without a brand name. They preferred the food in the McDonald's wrapper. 60% say that when they were handed branded chicken nuggets in a McDonald's bag, they were tastier than the ones in the unbranded bags.
Because we
well, that's what marketing does. Yeah,
we eat with our eyes. That's for sure.
We sure do. Let's see here. If you think you have food poisoning, I'm trying to cull some of the food news that I've been looking at myself for the past couple of days. You should go to reportfoodpoisoning.com. Who knew there was a website called Report Food Poisoning? Say it again, Doug. ReportFoodPoisoning.com, run by Michigan State University. The site will send an alert to your local health department so it can determine if there's a community problem. It'll track tainted food back to the stores. If you don't have a computer, call your state or local health department or contact your family doctor. Food poisoning can develop within 30 minutes of ingesting bad food, or more slowly, sometimes over weeks, well, not weeks, but over days, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, that sort of thing. So did you know there was a reportfoodpoisoning.com website? I think that's the information
here. No, but it makes sense, that's though, because that's listeria breakouts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just assume most people go onto the FDA site, and that's where they report stuff.
Really? I would go on the FDA site to save my soul, frankly, but that's just me.
Well, that's where people go to find recalls.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah.
I know, that's what you advise people to do. I wonder if they really do it. I think it's just, I think bringing the stuff back to the store is what you need to do. They don't want you to because then they have to give you your money back. But there's so many of these listeria, salmonella, E. coli outbreaks, you can't. It's hard to go through a week without finding one of these things, and yet people still buy the things that are creating the problem, is, and that's those bagged spinach, lettuce, whatever, all that stuff that's bagged up and carried in a truck across the country. Pretty bad news. Store credit cards. How many of us have those? Raise your hands, please. Ladies, you have them? What store do you have, Jen?
I think, I have Macy's. I have, I have a bunch of different ones.
All right. How about you, Victoria?
I only have two, Best Buy and Overstock.
Yeah, why did you get them?
Because we got a really great deal on a new TV from Best Buy when you open up a store card, so that's why I did that. And I think probably the same thing, when we moved, I had to buy a bunch of furniture on Overstock, so that's probably why.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you enjoy the initial 10 to 15% discounts, whoopee for you. They generally, after initial discount, they inject higher interest rates on outstanding balances, and generally you don't know when it's going to happen. Store cards notorious for this because they're not subject to the same regulations as bank-issued credit cards. The banks send you that booklet that says this is what's going to happen when you screw up.
I can guarantee you that banks are behind this survey, because here's what I do know. I have a Best Buy card as well.
Yes.
If you buy something on Best Buy, no matter when you buy it, if the promotion is on, you get 0% interest. Mm-hmm. I don't have one regular bank credit card that has ever given me 0% interest. It's always in the 20s. It's ridiculous. So I would rather I'd rather apply for the credit card, get the Best Buy credit card, get 0%, pay something off in a year, rather than just stick it on a credit card and have it collect 25% interest, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Wow, he's out. Look at that. How much money are they making on that? In a moment, a couple of important political items that are brewing here. It's 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better.
We welcome Momarsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Momarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Couple of political things here. President Trump's campaign manager, Brad Pascal?
Parsky.
Has been shown the door. Why? What happened?
Well,
who's in there?
Shown the door. So in 2016, Brad Parscale was the director of digital, and he really did a good job digitally for the Trump campaign. And so in the last few years, he's been called the campaign manager for 2020. They brought someone else in to manage the campaign, and Brad is going to be back on digital again. So he hasn't been fired. He's just been put back where he was. A lot of people think it was a demotion, but Parscale wasn't as good as like putting the messaging together. You know, he's better at the digital stuff.
You'll be upset to hear. Kanye West appears to be dropping out. He broke down in tears over the weekend.
He's in. He had a rally over the weekend. He had
really?
His first,
why was he crying? He's wearing a bulletproof vest, apparently.
Yeah.
Harriet Tubman is his vice president or something. Is that true?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wait a minute. Here's that horse in my voice, Tommy. Tommy the K is here. You'll notice he never sings along with me.
I know better.
Because his voice is not anywhere near as good as mine. And that's really what he... So he sits back and waits for me to sing Money Pitch. And then we get started in our conversation as to how to help you in your money pit. The whole origin of the Money Pit Empire was to... It sounds like the Empire's about ready to strike back, too. Right, Tommy? The Empire.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, it's a Money Pit is a home that you love. It's a term of endearment, but it's a home that you are constantly putting money into to make it your best home ever. So we try to help you do that strategically and carefully and successfully.
There you go. Here's listener Joel, one of our listeners, who'd like to make his basement a more usable space, but the floor is poured concrete and a lot of rise and fall. So what does he do? Move. I think probably
well,
a good suggestion, but
it depends on what level of unevenness this concrete floor has. But as long as you've got a, you know, some decent headroom down there, you could probably just floor what you have. But if you do want to flatten it out, there's two ways to do this, Doug. You either add an additional layer on top of it. In this case, it would probably be a floor leveling compound, like a waterproof floor leveling compound. Or, frankly, you tear out the basement floor and pour it again. Because it's actually not that hard to do that, because the slabs are only going to be about 4 or 5 inches thick, and they once you get down there with the right tools, like a jackhammer, that whole basement floor can get torn out inside of a half a day.
Yeah, but what about all the dust and stuff that would come up
into
your house?
It's a job like anything else. What I suggest in spaces like that, in addition to your own wearing your own personal protective equipment, respirators and such, is that you hook up fans to depressurize the space you're working in. So as dust is created, it's basically pulled right outside. So you have windows in the basement on two. Let's say you have two windows, or maybe you have four windows. You open them all up, and two of them become like intakes, and the others become like exhaust with fans, and just move that air through constantly.
Ah, okay. All right, so has that appeared in print on the Money Pit newsletter, or have you talked about that on the podcast?
That particular post, no, but I'll tell you what we do get a ton of questions about. We have a lot of content on, and that is we've had some amount of rain this summer, and whenever we get heavy rains, people contact us with problems with basement flooding. And it always comes down to this, grading and gutters. Just keeping those gutters clean and the downspouts extended away from the house does the most to try to keep those spaces dry. It was funny, I was looking at a website the other day that caught my eye from one of these basement waterproofing companies, and they say, in a question, they have the FAQ, why does my basement flood after a storm? And not once in the entire story do they talk about checking your gutters. It's all about, water gets under the floor, we got to dig it up, we got to put it in pipes, we got to put it in pumps, and yeah,
oh my
you
God.
Don't. You almost never have to do that.
Clean them.
Exactly.
The gutter spouts and call it a day. Exactly. All right, so that, but that's the kind of stuff that you'll find on the podcast and in the newsletter. So you've got a lot of the one that's this week, the newsletter tip this week, ways that won't cost a lot of money to stay cool in the summertime. And I think that's something that we're all, because it has become, it's wet this summer and it's hot.
Yeah,
so we had 97 degrees yesterday here on the farm, and out in the hayfield.
I can only imagine. Yes, yeah, there's actually a checklist on the homepage right now about low cost and no cost ways to stay cool in the summer. Because let's face it, there's a lot of things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money, and some things are strategic that you don't think about, like putting your shades down on the south side of the house. You know, people don't know this stuff.
What about you have
battle fans?
If you've got a lawn that's burning out because in some areas you haven't had the rain that you've had down there, and the lawns are burning out, like here we had a problem, now we've had some rain, so it's not so bad. But what do you do if it's constantly dry?
Great question. So there's one thing that you can do that will kill the lawn, and that is walk on it. So if it browns out, that's okay. Just let it be brown. It will come back quickly and come back green when we get a chance to water it again. But if you walk on it, that's when you destroy it from the summer heat. So it's okay to let it fade out, but just don't walk on it, because that's what beats it down, and that's what it'll take a whole season to come back then.
All right, another listener named Tyler wants to paint his brick fireplace white. And what's the MO for that? You regular paint or not?
Here's the thing. You know what comes after paint? Repaint. So once you make the commitment, you're in, Tyler. If you want to do that, that's fine. Another thing that you could think about is white stain. The stain actually looks pretty cool because it brings a little bit of that brick color behind it, but it spruces it up a lot. And don't do this, by the way, if you have any kind of a smoking problem with your fireplace, because it'll be a constant cleaning hassle.
Yeah, I have both the fireplaces in my house are painted white, and they chip all the time. Every year you got to paint them back. But it is what it is. So there's some more good advice. Great advice all the time. Sign up.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.